What is up, you guys? Welcome back to a Kardashians Weekly Revenge Body Special tonight. We are so excited to have a very, very familiar and lovable face in the studio, so make sure you don't go too far.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be joined by one of our favorite trainers on the show, Revenge Body, Simone De La Rue. How are you today?
Hey, I'm so good. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in. And thank where can everyone find you on social media?
At Body by Simone.
All right, so exciting. And you guys can find...
Hey guys, my name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Hey everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard III, and of course my website, howardthird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. So let's get into this because we are so excited. We wanted you to come in last year, and this year it is our time. We have you, and we're so thankful, and we're here to pick your brain and just kind of, like, get to know you better. But before we do, let's start in the very beginning. So what is, like, the first thing that you kind of remember where you were like, I really want to get involved in the world of fitness?
It was actually by accident. So I was a professional dancer for 18 years in Australia, where I grew up, and then the West End in London, and then it was a dream of mine to perform on Broadway. And then after I ticked that box, I was like, okay, well, what do I do now? And it's kind of like the path of least resistance, I think, for a lot of dancers to move into fitness, because we have such an incredible understanding of the body and the anatomy and how it works. Because really, you know, I started dancing when I was 3. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like I just decided I wanted to be a trainer, you know, at 21 or something like that. So it was just a natural thing to do. And then... people always ask, well, how do you get the desired dancer's physique? You know, with long, lean, sexy muscle. And it's like, well, it's actually really easy. You just dance. So I was like, how can I actually bring this to people and make it not intimidating? Because when you hear the word dance, often people are like, oh, I can't dance. Yeah. I don't want to do this. So I wanted to create a safe, ego-free environment where people could come, dance, be creative, be expressive, but then also... change their body in the process.
Yeah, and it's crazy because last season you had Jill, and she was kind of hesitant at first. She was like, I don't really know if this is going to work out. Like, I can't dance. And in your face, you can just see, like, you're like, okay, you just need to surrender and trust me. And it all worked out, obviously. But I was so worried last season. I was like, she's going to, like, walk away from this?
Yeah. Wait, she's the one that was kind of hating on it to begin with, right? She was like, oh, this is not a real workout.
Yeah.
I don't want this trainer. I don't know if she went that far. But I think she was a little poo-poo about it. And then when she actually tried to do the workout, it was really tough for her. And I think it's more challenging than people think.
Absolutely. And I think that was really, you know, an aha moment or a nice moment for Jill, because she did. She said, oh, you know, I'm used to flipping tires. You know, I'm, you know, an athlete. But dancers are athletes in their own right. You know, and there's, you know, ways that you can, you know, build your strength and lose weight without having to lift huge amounts of weight as well. So it was really good. I think a great story. And, you know, she loved it in the end. You know, she loved to dance. So it was great transition.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I love just whenever I know it's your episode coming up, I'm always like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, because like you and also Luke, I was happy that your episode was like together this last time.
We were happy too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if the producers did that on purpose, but we were both so excited because we were like two Aussies together.
Yes.
You know, celebrating that. Like, he really celebrates being an Australian, but when I'm around him, you know, and his team, I feel, you know, very Australian. But it was nice because I think both of us approach it with a very loving, you know, approach, where some of the other trainers are, you know, the tough love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our episode last week was the love episode. So it was nice.
Yeah. Nice. Are you close with a lot of the trainers on the show?
Yeah, we are actually all very close.
Okay.
Luke and I held a viewing party, so I think all but two trainers came, and then Gunnar had one the week before, and so we're all very supportive of one another, because that for me was such a pushing drive. Like, I kind of really spearheaded that, because it's like, why would we be competitive? Like, we're all trying to do the same thing, and that is to just help people be their best, whether it's dancing or doing trampoline or you're, you know, lifting huge weights. Like, you know, my workout in comparison to Corey's workout. It's like two completely different workouts. Right. Yeah. You know, but there's no right or wrong. Like, if you get the person to their end goal, you know, it doesn't matter how to get there. So, no, we're very supportive of one another. It's been really lovely.
Is there any, like, friendly competition? Like, I want to see if he can lose 30 pounds in, you know, my week, or I want to see who can lose the most. Is there any, like, friendly like competition or
you know,
no?
To be honest, we kind of unite because the interesting thing is we don't see the tapes of the people before. We're just given the contestants.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. And so then you don't know what you're getting yourself into, you know? And so we could, you know, give them all the tools. You know, we're there for them for, you know, 3 months. Mm-hmm. And if that contestant doesn't want to do it, doesn't have it in them, then there's only so much you can do, you know? So it's that feeling of like, you know, you want to support the other trainer because if their person doesn't make it, it's that horrible feeling, you know? Right. So,
almost like you failed even though you're trying your hardest.
Exactly. But then at the, you know, you have to just realize that it is up to that person. You know, the contestant, you can do everything that you can for them and they just really need to have that drive. But yeah. I think we all stick together because that's the biggest fear, you know, that you want to make sure that your contestant just gets to the end, let alone that they lose weight.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And it's crazy because I was excited this season. There are a few new trainers and I was so excited to see Ashley Borden and I was so sad that like her contestant, I mean, he had a good story at the end.
Yes.
But the whole thing, I was just like, I was so excited. Oh, wow, we have a new trainer. And I just felt like bad that her episode had to be with someone who didn't quite follow through and was such, you know, deceptive.
Yeah, it's it's very challenging. And Ashley's an incredible trainer. And I'm so excited that she's on the show. But at the same time, I was really proud of her because she was like, no, I'm not putting up with this. Like, this is, like, you know, you've lied to me. And no, so I was really proud of her for sticking up and just saying, no, we've given you this incredible opportunity and you've lied your way here, so.
Yeah.
And but so you know nothing, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
You know nothing about the contestants before you meet them?
No.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. I would think that you would see the casting tape and know all about them.
No. Yeah. I think if season 3 happens, I might have to get in there and say, hey.
Give me a heads up of what's going
happening.
On.
Because then, you show up and you're ready to train, and then you don't know what kind of baggage they're bringing into the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's, you know, it's very challenging.
It's definitely someone who I thought took their baggage and really just used it for the better and was able to get out of their, you know, emotional state and just live their best life with Shayla from this last week.
Yes.
It was so encouraging to see someone who had gone through such a hard time but never really thought about giving up. Like, there were times, you know, I think she was late maybe a couple times, maybe once or twice, but she really just committed to it and it just seemed like in the end she had her happy ending, her fairy tale story in a sense. So I was very happy to see that. But what was it like when they came to you and they're like, we want you to be involved in how the proposal is going to happen?
I was so excited, and I love surprises, but I really struggled to keep them. I was like, oh, God, how am I going to do this? But Toby had pulled me, her fiancé had pulled me aside and said, you know, I would love you to be a part of this. But they edited it, so you missed a lot of it. But I did a little speech, and I gave it to her, I'm giving you two things. One is the gift of health. So basically, I've given her free membership to BBS for the rest of her life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So I'm giving you the gift of health, and then I said, and then Toby's wants to give you the gift of love, and then that's when, you know, he proposed. But, you know, there's so much content. You know, we film for, 14 weeks or something, and it's, you know, crammed into 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You miss so many good, you know, parts. But that was a very special moment, especially when her mother didn't actually show, so that was really disappointing. So it was nice to finish on a high with the proposal.
Definitely.
That was so sad. I was a little bit bummed out.
Me too. I thought, oh, she's going to come through, or, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, she has been one of my favorite characters so far in all of the Revenge Bodies, season one included.
Yeah.
I just got a really genuine vibe from her and really enjoyed watching her and watching her journey. So, I don't know. I thought that was nice to see.
Yeah, and that's the beauty about this show is it's a weight loss show, but really it's about the emotional journey of each contestant, you know.
Yeah.
There's a reason why everybody puts the weight on or, you know, carries the weight. It's like you've got getting to the root of what that issue is and then, you know, and plowing through it. So, but yeah, she's a very likable character and, you know, funny and charming and sweet, so.
So your workouts, Body by Simone, it's everything that you created.
Yeah.
That's all your technique. Yes. How did you come up? I mean, obviously you have the dancing background, but I feel like it's more like the trampoline workout. How did you come to create that?
So I have a little bit of ADD, so I get very bored. So as a dancer, even like trying to keep fit, I would try yoga and then I'd do Pilates and then I'd go to the gym and then I would, you know. So I try all these different forms because one, because you need to challenge your body because your body does get used to doing the same thing. So you have to constantly mix it up. But for me, I needed to be mentally stimulated. And so it was basically me gathering, thinking of all my favorite things and all my favorite styles of workout and putting it, mashing it all in together. That's kind of how all the different classes were created. But also too, you know, they're very specific. Like there's an upper body class, a lower body class. There's the trampoline cardio class for people who don't want to dance. And also, you know, who are carrying weight or have any injuries because it's low impact. So it's a great way for people to still get their heart rate up with by protecting their joints. And then there's the dance cardio for people who love to dance. And then the full body class. So it's a, you know, I'm really catered it to basically hit and target every muscle group, but just try to make it fun.
Yeah.
You know, like exercising can be tedious.
It can be.
It can be so boring. So, you know, there's something incredible about a group environment or, you know, class, group class. And for me, you know, it's 99%, 95% women. Mm-hmm. Predominantly women. So, you know, there's nothing beats having a room full of women just all together, no judgment, and, you know, feeling safe and comfortable and, you know, dancing together and sweating together. So it's exciting. So, yeah, it was basically just me putting all my favorite things together.
That's awesome.
Challenging the body and the mind.
Go on.
Oh, I was just going to ask, like, how long are the classes usually? Are they 60 minutes? Are they usually 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. Can I cut it in half if I'm a beginner? If I'm just getting in there?
All the classes and the private sessions are 55 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And so we just, it's set up like interval training, so the cardio will be short spurts of cardio throughout it. Yeah, and I always say to people, like, just your challenge is just to stay in the room, and day one it is overwhelming, but just to stay in the room and then, you know, gradually build the strength and stamina.
That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And then also for, you said it's 95% women, which is something that I kind of put two and two together, but, like, for someone, like, if Howard and I wanted to stroll up in there, like, guys can join too.
Yeah, bizarrely, we have a lot more guys in New York. I don't know why. I don't know if, like, you know, couples come together or... but I actually love training guys, and I find it really hilarious. I've trained a couple of athletes, and they come in and they're like, you know, what is this? Because they're like, they don't see the gym equipment. And, you know, and after 5 minutes, they're like throwing up in the corner. So, so it's just using different muscles, you know, and, you know, especially cardio, because guys try and avoid cardio as much as possible and work on the vanity muscles. So, you know, we really target the cardio and also the core strength. So. It is challenging for guys, but I think they find it fun. The straight guys like to come and look at all the gorgeous women. And
then, there's the perk.
Yeah.
Do you still teach a lot of your classes, or do you mostly do private training these days?
Yeah, I teach like usually once a week on a Saturday at whichever studio I'm in, either the West Hollywood or the Brentwood or the New York studio. And then the rest of the week I do house visits or private training sessions with my clients.
Yes. How do you balance the two? How do you balance doing private classes and your, you know, like the group classes?
Yeah. It's interesting. They're both completely different animals. Like, I love the one-on-one because it's like it's personal connection. You're taking that client through a journey. You're working towards that goal. It's very catered to whatever their need and want is, you know, whatever that goal is. You know, it's a therapy session as well. And then the classes are like you put your finger in a socket and, you know, you've just had a Red Bull or something because the energy that you feed off the people, and it's a very, very different feel. And so you've got to kind of get in the right headspace for, but I love both of them, and both of them are, you know, are life-giving in different ways.
Definitely. Yeah, I love the shots that were whenever Shayla was coming to the class with you all, like, choreographed on the trampolines.
Yes.
Slow-mo, and you guys, it was so cool. That was just so cool. But I think...
I would not look good.
it takes time, but for people who were, you know, in that shot, were those people who had trained with you for a long time that made it look that great, or... How does that work?
They were my trainers.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone looked sensational.
Oh, so, yes.
But right. I mean, you know, I kind of wanted it to look like I have a wow moment. So we, you know, rehearsed and had it set. But, you know, classes don't look like that. There's people going, doing, doing, doing.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a hot mess. But no, that was choreographed for the show. So it looked nice.
Looks perfect.
Like, yeah.
How do you mix up your workouts? Besides you doing your own workouts that you've made, do you do other stuff as well?
I try to do yoga, you know, on an off day, but I only really have Sundays off, and most of the time I'm just trying to refuel, you know, sleep and eat, and I work out a lot, probably too much, so I try and rest as much as I can, because part of the method is that we work alongside the client, so we're not I'm not just standing there saying, you know, another 20. I'm actually doing it with them. So it's like that kind of camaraderie or that mateship that motivates people. And then I also know that if I'm dying, then they're really going to be dying. So, yes, then I end up working out a lot.
Yeah, so you say you have Sundays off. So besides that, you're pretty much working out every day. Wow. Yeah. And that's sometimes one-on-ones, and that's sometimes multiple classes. And that's a lot of... That's a lot of strain.
It's a lot of energy.
But then people say, well, how do you do that? But when I was a professional dancer, like, when I was in ballet school, we would dance for 8 hours a day. You know, you'd go at 9 a.m. and you'd finish at 5. So my body is used to doing, you know, that amount of exercise. But, you know, over the years as I'm getting older, I'm like slowly pulling back.
That's awesome, though, that you have people to help run your studios as well. So you have two in California, correct?
Yes.
And then one in New York?
Yes.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and so when did that come about, you getting your own studios?
So that happened first, and the first one was in New York. I was working out of a client's private, you know, house gym, and I was building, you know, clientele like that, and then eventually I thought, I can't keep asking this person, hi, can I bring so-and-so, and can I bring so-and-so? So I thought, right, I needed to get, you know, a studio space. So I took out a lease on a space on the West Chelsea in New York. Still remember my hand was shaking when I was signing the lease. It was like, how on earth am I going to pay this rent? You know, and I was the front desk girl. I was, I cleaned the toilets. I literally painted the walls. I, you know, did all the books. I did all the marketing. And then I trained like 5 to 6 hours a day. So
I worked hard.
You know, I worked really hard. So now, you know, I've learned to let go of the reins a little bit and let I trust other people to work and, you know, help me build the business. But yeah, I definitely got my hands dirty and I definitely did a lot of hard work to begin with.
How often are you in the New York one? Do you go there maybe like
once a month? Once a month. Yep. And so I'm going in 2 weeks' time for a week. Right now I'm like, let me just wait till it gets a little warmer.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can wait another week without me.
Definitely. And I think it's so great because the thing that I found out about you the first time, and this may just have been coincidence, she may have just been walking by your studio. And I know you can't say anything, but I saw a paparazzi photo of Taylor Swift. It looked like she was coming out of your building. And it was cool, like a little picture, because it had like the logo in the background and everything. Obviously, you attract celebrity clientele. And I think that's one of the cool things about it is, you know, you worked so hard. You started your own business. You cleaned the toilets. You did all these things. And then now you're able to not only have a successful business, but also attract the celebrities. So when did you notice, okay, there's some bigger names kind of popping into the studios?
I actually, you know, it's kind of a dream really, but I lucked out pretty much as soon as I started. I was working with an actress and she then just spread the word. And so, you know, that saying that, you know, proof is in your work. And I've always been very respectful of them and, you know, try not to sell them out. So I think that's the reason why they stay with me. I've had, you know, some of my big ones have been with me for like 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That is really.
I've lucked out. But at the end of the day, they're just like anybody else, you know. Right. Like they've sweat the same. They, you know, have good days and bad days. And they just get paid $20 million to look like that. So
slight difference.
Not
much, though.
I know. I would be getting up and working out every day, too, for $20 million a movie.
I know. And then that's a pretty big motivation right there because you're like, okay, I need to get in shape for this movie, this show whatever they're doing. So I'm sure that there's times where you may not see them for a while, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've got this movie. I've got to train with you like as much as I can within the next month.
Yeah. I always laugh because a lot of them like maintain, you know, so maintain would be like 3 times a week. But then when we have a movie role or award season or, you know, something that we're working towards, then it increases to 6 times a week, and then the diet, you know, kicks in, and, you know, but they're like, oh my God, we need to do this, we need to do this. I'm like, all right, you know, if you just, you just got to keep at it, you know, but, but a lot of actors are all or nothing people, you know, so they'll work really hard towards the goal, and then they're like, let's eat pizza. Yeah. Like, no, stay on track, stay on track. It'll make it much easier to get back into it.
Definitely.
How do you feel about cheat days?
Are you I was just going to go there.
Are you totally against them? Do you think we should have them?
I'm totally down with cheat days. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm on a cleanse right now, and it's my cleanse from my book, and it literally eliminates dairy, alcohol, caffeine, sugar, gluten, sodium.
So what do you eat?
Yeah. So you end up eating just real foods, whole foods. You're eating lots of vegetables, lots of protein. Basically anything, you know, like live things. You're not eating anything from a packet.
Right.
But that's incredible because it really just detoxifies and cleanses out your gut, and in the process, you know, you lose a bit of weight. But for me, I am a chocoholic. I just love chocolate. I just, so sugar is the hardest thing to give up. Like I can and do sometimes eat chocolate for breakfast. So, you know, it happens. But yeah, I think, you know, cheat days you have to, because you can't just be that strict all the time. That's like, you're a boring person as well. You know, like, who wants to hang out with you if someone that doesn't want to eat or drink? But you have to everything in moderation.
Exactly.
But.
Yeah, that's so true. I think a lot of people feel like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to have McDonald's again or something like that. And it's funny because...
let's tell what happened.
So she walks in on me like having my little fries, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how
McDonald's
embarrassing.
Fries.
So I run over to her and I'm like, I promise you, today, Sundays are my cheat days, just so you know. And I kind of told her briefly my story and how I'm really into fitness right now. And she's like, okay, I wasn't going to judge or anything.
I walk in and Dakota's eating McDonald's fries in front of her. I was like, Dakota, really? Did you have to do this right now?
I know. I was like, how convenient that it was the day of my cheat day. Yeah. But it's so true, though. I think that everyone deserves to have that, because I think mentally you can focus on, okay, I'm going to eat clean this entire week because I know I will have a day that I can have one or two meals. I'm not saying go crazy and, like, you know, binge out on that day or anything like that. But just you're able to kind of eat very good, and then at the end have something as a treat to make you reset. And, okay, I'm ready to go for the next week.
Yeah, because it's that mental thing of knowing that you are allowed to have that, you can have that, you know, but you just choose not to. Mm-hmm. But then on this cheat day, you choose to.
Yeah, yes, you do.
How long is your cleanse for?
14 days.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you feeling good right now, or is it at the beginning where you're still kind of...
No, I actually feel amazing.
Okay.
Because there's no stimulants in your body. There's no sugar or caffeine, so you sleep like a baby. Mm. You have, like, deep, deep sleep. And I go on about this to all my clients because we don't actually realize how important sleep is in aiding weight loss. Mm-hmm. So, like, the more sleep you can get before midnight, like deep REM sleep, obviously then your body is healing itself. Like, your muscles are repairing and healing. But then you're rested for the day, and then you don't want to make bad choices because then you're not, you know, you don't wake up tired, so then you're not going to have the caffeine, and then with the caffeine comes the donut or the muffin, because the muffin's right there next to the coffee at Starbucks. Or, so yeah, you sleep really well, and then your body's processing food like it should. You know, you haven't got like huge heavy carbs in you because your body's just like processing, so you feel alive and full of energy and. So I feel really good. However, it is the Grammys tonight, and I was at a couple of my friends' houses, and they had alcohol there, and I was like, oh, I would love a glass of red wine right now, but I'm not going to.
What is, like, your favorite red wine?
Good question. you've just been to Sonoma, haven't you?
Yes. Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go through stages, like the Pinot Noir is obviously always really light, and then with, you know, something more wholesome, I'll love a Malbec, but I try to only drink like red wine now, you know, here and there, and then if I am going to drink, I'll have like vodka on the rocks with like a splash, lots of lime and a splash of soda, because there's so much sugar in alcohol, especially in wine. That's one of the first things I say to any client when they walk in the door to me. They're like, what can I do for today to cut out alcohol?
It's so hard.
Literally the weight drops off because it's just like you're drinking calories. You're just drinking sugar.
Yeah.
But it's so nice, isn't it,
to relax? We were talking about earlier how relaxing it is to just have a glass of wine after a stressful weekend or a long day, and it just totally takes the edge off, kind of.
But instead of having like that big mixed drink that has all those calories in it, like you said, it's very easy to just have some vodka with like a splash of something in it, because then it's like, okay, it's a little stronger, but then you're going to consume.
Yeah, you're on the floor, but that's okay. You've only had one.
Exactly. It's better to just get it in your system and not have to have so many throughout the night to where it adds up.
You know? I mean, it's cleaner. Yeah. You know, it's cleaner and you don't have the sugary sodas.
I want to switch gears a little bit. I read that you really like to travel. Is that right?
Yes.
Where is your favorite place that you've been, and where is somewhere that you want to go that's on your bucket list?
Yes. I've traveled a lot. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite places. London, I just is one of the greatest cities at the moment. It just keeps outdoing itself, and like you always used to get quite a bad rap for food, and the food there is so incredible, and like the fashion, and they're just so stylish, and they've got it going on. So I just love London. Paris obviously is another huge favorite. I really loved Palawan in the Philippines. It's a beautiful island that was stunning. Baker's Bay in the Bahamas is a little special island that you have to get a special boat to. That was pretty magical.
Cool. And you're from Australia, which is like the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah, I was just there in December. I hadn't been there in 2 years.
Really?
And I grew up in Melbourne. But this time I fell in love with Sydney. I was like, it just charmed me. Like, it's so visually stunning because you're right on the ocean. You know, and I was staying in Woolloomooloo and walked through the botanical gardens and then did the walk from Bondi Beach to Coogee Beach. It's like a good 2.5 hour walk all along the coastline, and there's like all these little inlets and little beaches, and Australians are just so laid back and relaxed, and
they're so chill.
Chill. Do you know, I'd forgotten, because you know, here in America we're on a mission to do something. Right, like we're achieving something all the time. So it was good. It was good for my mental health as well, just to go back. But most Australians travel. Like there's a joke about Australians. They say like there's 20 million in Australia, and then there's 20 million traveling the world. So we like to get around. Yeah,
and also they're different because when they graduate high school, I think it is, they travel instead of going straight to college.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So like 22-year-olds are just, they're all traveling. Just it's just the known thing, which is we could take a page out of their book because we go straight to college and we don't travel, and then we're all grown up, and then we realize that we've never been anywhere outside of the U.S., which is a little bit sad.
Yeah, I think travel is really important because it gives you life experience and, you know, to experience other cultures and just see what's outside there and what the rest of the world is doing, what they think about the madness of this country.
Yes. If you could open a studio anywhere else in the world, where would it be?
So speaking of London and Australia, they're on my radar. I'm looking at spaces in London at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's nothing like what I do there, so I know it will be really successful. And a lot of my big clients travel there, and a lot of things are filming there now. So that will be something. And then I think eventually Australia. I think my mum would love that. She's like, when are you coming home?
Aww. That's sweet.
I think I'm not.
Well, LA is hard to get over. Yeah. LA is a pretty sweet place.
Yeah. Who has the worst traffic, LA or Australia?
LA, definitely. Yeah. But I've created a little world for myself. I laugh. You know the Austin Powers scene where he's driving in that corridor and he reverses and backs in?
Yes.
He can't get the car. He's like, roop, roop.
Yes.
That's kind of my life because I live in West Hollywood, and I drive from there to the West Hollywood studio, and then from there to the Brentwood studio and then back. So my little car just goes, meet me.
Yes.
So coming in tonight, I was like, where is this?
Yeah. I feel
the same
way.
This is off the map.
This is out of your normal
day-to-day. This is off the beaten path. My car was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So whenever you signed on for season one of Revenge Body, how did that opportunity come about? Were you approached by Chloe or production?
I was approached by production, but then one of my clients is good friends with Chloe, so we kind of had that connection. And I was like, what is this show? What, you know, what is it about? And then obviously it was called Revenge Body. So mm-hmm. I was a little bit hesitant because I don't like – it's a, such a negative mm-hmm. connotation. So I don't know if you've noticed that this season we've all tried to change that idea because you're not trying to get revenge on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's such a negative thing. It's renew, mm-hmm. refresh. It's like – it's the – I don't know, reboot, you yeah. know?
Yes.
That you're not getting revenge on a person, that it's just, it's you trying to be the best version of yourself. So when I heard about, you know, the titles, I like, oh gosh, I don't know if this is such mm-hmm. a positive message to be, you mm-hmm. know, sharing. Mm-hmm. But then once, you know, none of us really knew what we were doing. We're like, who knows what the show's going to be like. Mm-hmm. But then the journey that I had with both of my contestants last year, I was like, it's such a beautiful experience for me. Because, you know, I train so many celebrities. They all look incredible even before they come to me. And they're paid this crazy amount of money to look like this. They have a chef that cooks for them. Like, there's no excuse for them not to be in incredible shape. But the contestants, you know, they don't... my Jamie last year, we had a joke because she would text me and say, oh, I'm in McDonald's, you know, but I'm eating the salad. Like, but the croutons and the dressing alone yeah. in the McDonald's salad has got more calories than a burger, you know. Yeah. So it's like teaching people those tools that you wouldn't necessarily know. So that's why this show, you know, I loved it. It was fulfilling for me because it's helping people that wouldn't have the opportunity to yeah. have those.
Yeah.
It's more of a drastic transformation that you get to see personally.
Yes.
Because you're used to, like you said, training people who come to you already looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm sure the first time whenever you had, like, your first contestant come to you, you're like, okay, like, I'm ready to see how this is all going to yeah. go, because it was kind of new to you to have someone come in who had a lot to lose.
So, yeah. Like, and Jamie lost the most weight last year. She lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
But she couldn't even get up the stairs of the studio. Mm-hmm. So the first couple of sessions, I was like, wow. Like, it really had to put me out of my comfort zone. I'm like, okay, how I have to approach this in a whole different way. And so the first couple of weeks, we were just walking, you know. Yeah. We were just wow. trying to just
my
walk.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, and that's by the crazy. End, she was dancing. Just
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. So whenever, cool. with someone like her mm-hmm. That came to you, so you didn't know anything about her story, you sit down with her, you talk to her, you guys film your segments, mm-hmm. and then when are the cameras rolling every session you guys
no,
have?
No. So, yeah. I mean, I think we filmed like six days mm. over the 3 months. But then you don't see all the other...
I
wish they'd make the show longer if anybody's out there listening. Give each episode, you know, like each contestant needs an episode.
That's what
I think. It's only 20 minutes by the time you add in commercial breaks. It's like you don't get to see the 3 months' worth of training. Like, they come in every single day. Then we're going to a nutritionist. You know, we're going to check what's in their fridge. Like, mm-hmm. every day they come in except Sunday, you know.
So they're only doing 6 days out of the week that we see?
By the time it's filmed. Yeah, wow. You know, and they edit it all together. So there's so much content and so much that you don't really see. Huh. So I was like, oh, I wish they would share more. But
yeah,
that's TV.
But I'm totally with you there. I'm always like, oh my gosh, I wish that they had one contestant for a whole episode. That way we could really see their whole transformation.
Yeah.
But have you ever had a client, maybe not even on the show, just in general, that you've put a lot of effort into, they just weren't quite clicking, they were starting to fall back into old patterns, gained some weight back, and you had to be a little bit like hard on them and like confront them about that?
Yeah. Yes. I am my version of tough love is always just really trying to sit down with the person and get to the reason why they don't believe that they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually really why you know why they get to a roadblock, because they're their own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've definitely had, you'll see clients go through stages where they want to give up or, but I think I just try and create a loving environment and, you know, encouraging, and just try and make it fun so that people want to come back. But yeah, I'm not the type of person that's ever going to fire a client or yell at them or anything like that.
We're done.
But yeah.
This is over.
Shut the mic. Just try and come from a loving approach and really just encourage them mm-hmm. in it as much as I possibly can.
You're like a therapist.
I know.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. My mum's a therapist, and
really?
Wanted to be one. So I was like, I'm either going to be a dancer or a therapist. So now both of my worlds have merged,
yeah.
and I get to be both.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Awesome. Do you like one world more than the other? Like when you're training somebody, you're like, listen, I need to be your therapist right now. That man out of your life.
I know.
Get to dancing and let's do this.
I know.
Like, do they?
Sometimes. And then other times I'm like, just turn the music up.
Let's just work out now.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Because that is actually, you know, very draining. Mm-hmm, it's like it's not only physically draining from doing the exercise, but mentally and emotionally draining as well. Mm-hmm. So I mean, some people laugh and they go, oh, what do? You're just dancing around a room. I'm like, no, it's hard.
Oh, it takes so much energy that people don't even realize to do those group classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they find out real quick, too. Yeah. And I think it's so it's so weird because I'm sure coming into that, there are people who kind of come in and they're a little bit more negative about it. And I'm sure that that's almost, you know, insulting to you because you're like, I've built a brand off of this. I'm so successful. I have all these clients. I have these three locations. And for someone to come in and even pay you and be like, okay, I'm going to take this, but I don't know if I take it seriously. That's almost like, oh, I'm going to up the ante here. I'm really going to
I like it when people say I can't do something because then I'm like, watch me. So, yeah, I always find it a challenge. But, I've always said this, dancers are athletes, you know. And so what we do with our bodies is incredible. And so, yeah, I always like to prove people wrong. They're like, this is so hard. I didn't realize. Like, yep.
I told you. I made it up.
Yeah.
So where can people sign up for your classes? Online?
Yes. So a lot of people ask or they've seen the show and they're like, we want to train with you, but, you know, we can't get to either of your studios. So I'm really lucky. I have four digital, like, online classes. Okay. They're an exact replica of what my classes are in the studio. So if you came to the studio and loved Dance Cardio, you can buy the Dance Cardio DVD or DVD stream.
Cool.
Or there's, so they've got Dance Cardio, Trampoline Cardio, Lower Body, which is Hips, Thighs and Buns, Full Body, and in a couple of months I'm about to bring out the Upper Body. So I know people like, do you sell DVDs? Yes, people still buy DVDs. It's like so bizarre. People buy hard copy DVDs. But I also offer the stream version. So you can, you know, you can get a digital on, you know, copy of it on your laptop. And then I have BBS TV, which is little 20-minute videos. So if you don't want to sit through, like, do a whole 55-minute video, so then you could choose 20-minute arms, 20-minute core, and customize your own workout. And then this is top secret, but I am about to launch my own app.
Ooh.
Wow. So, yeah. I was just about to ask, like, I need an app.
Yes.
I know.
This is going to be, like, so exciting. It's got so many aspects of it. So that'll be at the end of next month. I'll be launching that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So what's
that
going to
include exactly?
Yeah, so it will be... have the nutrition and meal plans. You can choose plant-based or protein-based. There'll be recipes, three meals and two snacks. Kali Levesque, who's a celebrity nutritionist who I absolutely adore, she's coming on to assist with that. So it'll be two faces, you know. And then there's all my workouts. So you'll be able to live stream a class from any one of my three studios.
Wow.
Participate in a live class. And then there's the filmed content. So you can be a beginner, intermediate, advanced. You can choose, I want to do HIIT cardio or dance cardio, plug it in the timer. And then it will shoot out, you know, the recommended workout to you. And then there's measurements and little ghosts so you can take photos. And so it's going to be very cool.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's become my new full-time job.
Yes. I'm sure.
And is that something that's going to have to be, like, subscription-based?
Yes. Yeah. So you'll have to pay. But, I mean, it's going to be less than what one class would be. You know, for a monthly subscription is less than one class.
Right.
So
that is cool.
Totally,
it's
worth
a deal.
Absolutely. I'm excited to try that. I'm always into trying, like, new things because I'm one of those people who, you know, a lot of people do the same thing in the gym every day. And I'm one of those people who like to try different classes. Yeah. I like to go here. I like to do that. And so that's definitely something I'm going to have to try.
Yeah. And it's good. I mean, it's good to be motivated because you're like, oh, you end up doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, well, let me try that. That's something new.
Yes, and so you have one more episode coming up, right?
Yes, I've got the finale, which I'm really excited about. Ooh. I'm sharing that with Latrell's contestant. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's a very timely subject. It's a very sensitive subject that my contestant, Rebecca, shares with me. And so it's going to be, I think you're going to need your tissues for that one. Yeah.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Howard's going to cry.
Yes. But I'm so proud of her for her honesty. I'm so proud of her for her strength, for speaking up.
So it'll be,
excited for that.
Yeah, yes. It'll be a good one. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. That went so fast.
I know.
Did I just talk your ears off?
No, not at all.
I didn't get a word in.
First, if there is a season 3, would you be down to join again?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's so much hard work for us as trainers. It's like 3 months of our lives that we dedicate every single day to these two contestants. But the reward in the end, you know, is why we do it. So
absolutely.
I would definitely do a season 3.
Yes. Great. I feel like you have just this huge heart, which is so admirable. And I think that what you do in helping people is so admirable, and it's just such a great thing to see people live their best lives.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing with us.
You.
And again, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, at Body by Simone. Follow me there for some fun tips. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina. Come say hi.
And you guys can follow me on YouTube at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We will see you guys next week. And in the meantime, we will keep up with you later. Bye.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect...